And we'd like to welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight Jillian Bringeman, who's the program director for the Chesterton Arts Center. And she's going to go over what they have coming up in the fall at all means, but for kids, adults, and all the way around. Jillian, welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight.
Welcome, Jillian.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, tell us about what's going on you have in the fall. You just got through not too long ago the art fair, and so now we can kind of concentrate on what's going on in the building and elsewhere, in other buildings. So tell us all about what's going on.
Right. I would also like when you get a chance, I would like an update on the teen arts group as well, how it's going with the Upsy Daisy and all that news.
Yeah, absolutely. So we do have a full lineup of fall programs for both youth and adults. There's going to be some new classes as well as returning favorites on our calendar. So I'm going to do my best to kind of give you a summary of everything that's going to be filling our classrooms this fall. I'll kind of say this at the top, but you'll hear me say it again and again. For more information on all of these classes that I'm going to discuss, as well as for registration, you're going to want to visit chestertonart.org/classes. So kind of the first thing I want to talk about is our after-school art class program. This is going to be a returning program. It's very popular among the kids here at the center. So our after-school art classes are offered every month from September to May for ages 5 to 16. And then during each of these four class monthly sessions, students will be exploring an arts-related theme, topic, or movement through a wide variety of different 2D media. And something that we want to make note of is because each monthly session offers a different theme and set of projects, families are welcome to register for one session, a few, or the whole year. September sessions that are coming up for this school year are going to focus on the realist art movement to kick off the year. And students are going to be working in both painting and drawing for this session with a strong focus on animals as the subject. The session dates do vary by age and weekday. So ages 8 to 12 can choose between Mondays or Thursdays from 3:30 to 5. Ages 5 to 8 can choose between Tuesdays or Wednesdays from 3:30 to 5 as well. And ages 12 to 16 meet on Thursdays from 5:30 to 7. Tuition is $70 for CAC family members and $90 for non-members.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Jillian. What is the membership? What is the membership price?
Yeah, absolutely. So membership goes for the whole year. So if you wanted to be a family member, it's just $50 for the year. And what that constitutes is anyone that's living under the same roof is essentially allowed to use that membership toward tuition of classes. So in the case of kids, obviously, you would have the family or the adult of the house sign up for that membership. And then if they choose to take a class or any kids under that house take a class, they're able to apply that toward their tuition. So it's a pretty good deal. Kind of moving forward, on top of our after-school art classes, we also do additional classes that are offered to youth and teens throughout the year. And these classes are typically offered on Saturdays so that we have class kind of running throughout the week. And these are going to focus on a specific media. So in September, we're going to be featuring our popular teen ceramics class. This four-week class will meet from Saturday, September 17th through October 15th. There's no class held on October 8th at 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. and is targeted for ages 12 to 18. In this class, students will learn basic wheel throwing skills and decorating techniques as they create their very own finished ceramic pieces. And tuition for the teen ceramics class is $100 for CAC family members and $120 for non-members. And again, you can find both of those sets of classes up on our website at chestertonart.org/classes. Something a little bit new that we're trying, this one is more geared toward the little ones. We're going to be offering a preschool pop-in on the second Tuesday of each month at 10 to 11:30. And this class is going to be recommended for ages 3 to 5. Young artists in this class will focus on the development of fine motor skills through different creative arts learning experiences. And the fun part about this class is that we encourage parents or caregivers to stay and create together with their young artists. So it's kind of a fun little family class that's going to be offered every month. So the first one is going to be in September on Tuesday, September 13th from 10 to 11:30 a.m. During this class, the kids will specifically be doing a sweet little owl painting, and they're going to be focused on learning to hold a brush properly as well as filling in different shapes. So this class tuition is per one class session. It's $30 for non-members and just $20 for current CAC family members. So that gives you kind of a good summary of a lot of the different kids classes, kids and teen classes that are going to be happening. And then something else with them is our teen arts group. So we talked about this earlier, and I'll give you kind of a little update with them. Upsidaisy went great. We kind of finished that out in June, and then we're able to bring the sculpture back here to the center. And then something exciting kind of on the horizon for TAG is that we're really hoping to expand our teen arts group this school year. It is a free monthly program for teens, typically ages 13 to 18, where CAC offers professional arts experiences ranging from art museum visits, exhibitions, artist talks, and workshops, as well as portfolio development. And this September, we're hosting an exciting artist talk with local artist Corey Hagelberg. Corey's work is currently on display here at CAC, so he's going to walk us through his exhibition. He'll discuss being a local NWI artist. He's going to do a printmaking demonstration with all of us, and then we're all going to have the opportunity to print together as a group. So TAG's a great way to meet people with similar creative interests and become a part of our local art community. So if you're interested, all you have to do is email me directly at programs@chestertonart.org.
Very good. And just in the last minute here, anything else you got going for adult classes real quick here?
Yeah, absolutely. So obviously art isn't just for the kids here at the center. We have a full lineup of classes for the adults as well. This is including new and returning classes. Some of the popular ones that are returning are ceramics, stained glass, oil painting, and digital photography. There's also going to be some new classes in a variety of media like pastel, watercolor, mixed media collage, drawing, and writing. And on top of all of this, I just want to say that we do have scholarships available for all of our programs, both for kids and adults. We think it's very important to have a great accessibility to our programs, and that's kind of why we started this scholarship fund. So if you're interested in applying for a scholarship, you can visit chestertonart.org/scholarships and fill out an application.
And you can find out all the information at chestertonart.org. That's Jillian Bridgman, Program Director for the Chesterton Art Center. Lots of things happening. Jillian, thank you for coming on Art on the Air Spotlight.
Thank you, Absolutely. Jillian.
Yeah, thank you for having me.